Corporate scandals, along with worries about corporate earnings, are having their effect on the stock market. Though the major indices did post slight gains today, for the week it was a different story, and one investors are becoming all too familiar with. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down almost 4% this week. The broader S&P 500 fell more than 5%. It's the fourth straight losing week.
Joining us to talk about the dismal stock market and the troubled economy is Mark Zandi of Economy.com. Mark Zandi, several times this year there have been signs that the market and the economy might break out of their doldrums, but instead things seem to have gotten worse. What's weighing them down?
There's a whole slew of problems that are weighing on investors, the corporate malfeasance, potential invasion of Iraq, but most fundamentally, the economy is just not cooperating here, and it's not translating into really any good corporate earnings. In fact, a number of major U.S. businesses are pre-announcing poor corporate earnings for the current quarter, and that's really weighing on investors. They're just not liking what they're hearing.
Do you think that corporate corruption and malfeasance continue to affect the attitudes of investors? Does it continue to affect people?
Yes, I think so, in the sense that no one trusts management. They don't really believe what they're hearing, and they think perhaps there's worse there than actually has been told.
How big a factor is the talk of war with Iraq?
I think it's a major factor. Certainly, it's lifting oil prices. The price of a barrel of oil is $30 a barrel, and that's awfully high. That's got people concerned. And, you know, there's a great deal of uncertainty. No one really knows how an invasion of Iraq would play out and what it means for future oil prices and for this very fragile economy. So I think that is playing a key role in the psyches of investors, consumers, and business people.
You know, on the street, people often talk about war being good for the economy. What effect would an actual war like the one being contemplated have on the U.S. economy, do you think?
Oh, it's decidedly negative. Most people who point to the positive impacts are pointing to the government spending that occurs. You know, you have to spend more to defend yourself. But net-net, a war is very negative, and a war with Iraq, which could potentially lead to much higher oil prices, would be very, very negative on our economy.
There's also been concern about budget deficits. Is the addition to the budget deficit of a war a big concern?
You know, that's one part of this I don't think is playing a key role. It is going to cost significant amounts of money. The administration has put the cost estimates of somewhere between $100 and $200 billion. But unless that translates into higher interest rates, unless bond investors feel that that means that we're going to see higher deficits for a long time to come, it really doesn't have a big impact on our economy, near-term or long-term.
People usually look at the stock market as a predictor of the direction of the economy, but I wonder if the poor market now is actually affecting the direction of the economy, lowering people's confidence, eroding their wealth, curbing their spending. Is the stock market leading the economy down?
Well, you make a good point. Normally, the market reflects the economy, but there are times when the market is moving one way or the other in a big way that it actually affects the economy. And I think we're at one of those points. The slide in the equity market since the summer has been very significant. It is affecting consumer behavior. People are saving more. In fact, older workers are actually putting off retirement because they're just seeing that their nest eggs are eroding. Businesses are being affected. Even if they want to expand, they probably can't because there's no credit coming from the equity market or the corporate bond market. And even governments are suffering. The federal government, state governments are getting nailed because they are losing all that tax revenue on things like capital gain realization, stock option income. So this is a time, I think, when the market's problems are actually affecting the economy.
What other key things should we watch for as we try to figure out where the economy is headed?
Well, you know, the key thing right now is jobs. I mean, businesses have stopped cutting payrolls. There's really no sign yet that they're hiring, though. Until they start hiring, this recovery is going to remain tentative. We're going to all feel very uncomfortable about it.
What's your best guess? Are we likely to dip back into recession?
No. My best guess is that we'll make our way through. We'll muddle through for the remainder of the year. But that's a very strong declarative statement that I make with increasing less conviction day after day.
Thanks very much.
It's my pleasure, John.
Mark Zandi of Economy.com.